See what happens. We
Yes,
align.
we are live.
Two of us.
Just the
Oh, yes, I know.
We can make it if we try. That just popped up. Random thoughts.
Random thoughts. Maybe we should do a music thingy anyway. So
Oh dear, no.
I'm now going to put myself into the unusual position of being the only student in the class.
Yes.
Fruit Loop versus the mayor.
Yes.
What has the mayor learned?
So our topic for today is entertainment, and I just gave you some entertainment.
Wow, don't stop. It was really good. I mean, that's maybe we should sing together, find a song, you know. I did say last night that it's not that I'm not the most musical person, but I did actually sing in a church choir.
I sang
Oh.
in the school choir when I
Oh, yes.
was like 12 years old, I think.
Ah, okay. Well, by the way, nice picture of you in the school uniform that you sent after our
Thank
meeting.
you.
Brilliant.
I think that was, I was 18 at that time.
2000.
17 or 18.
Yeah, I figured out it was about 2009. You sort of gave some cryptic
Yes.
clues with
Yes.
the other pictures that you sent. So I did some math and it came out about 2009. Oh.
It might be before that because I think that was posted in 2009. I took it from Facebook, but I matriculated in 2008. So it's either 2008 or 2007,
Very, a
something like
very, a very young looking 18-year-old.
that. Yes. Skinny, very skinny.
Really?
Yes.
Skin and bones. Okay. All
Yes.
right. Okay. And it was a nice picture. Nice picture. And what I like, is that you're still in contact with that other person
Yes. Yes.
all this time later. Yeah, so
Yes. Her name is Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. Okay.
We just call her Essie.
So when you next see her, say hello from me. Yeah.
I will do
The
that.
weirdo in this whole setup. So you're going to ask me some really painful questions about entertainment, are you? Or are we going to do
Actually,
this?
painful.
Well, actually, no, I'm just thinking. I'm not, there's two of us here, so I can actually return the favor, can't I?
Yes, you can, of course.
Okay. Anyway, I'm being sadly let down by Rosie and Monica. I'm very, very disappointed in this. Claire and Natalie are in Strasbourg. They arrived in France yesterday or the
Yes.
day before. Anyway, so,
Where's
okay.
Bruce?
I have no idea.
Oh,
I have no idea.
okay. Renovating his house still.
Possibly, and I think he actually may find our format
Different.
what do
Entertaining.
you different in the sense that it is maybe not his style. I don't know. We will see.
Okay.
I've got to invite him more often, do other stuff, but anyway, right. So, well, let's have some fun together.
Yes.
So you're going to ask first, or are you going to flip the first question and then I can ask you first? I mean, I could pull rank here, couldn't I?
You can. Ask away.
Okay. No, you start first. You start first.
So, what is your favorite movie or TV show? Can be recent or old, it doesn't matter. I had to include that
Thank you for the old bit. You spring chicken, you. I don't know if it's my favorite movie, but one that I have watched a very, very high number of times is The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yes, I loved it. Yes.
Because I just like this combination of old-fashioned,
Yes.
different generation meeting the up-and-coming generation, and how they actually managed to get on and do something together and learn
Yes.
from each other.
Yes.
And that and that old values still can count.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of poignant scenes in it when after the break-in into Jules, I think is her name, isn't it? Jules's mother's house.
Yes.
They go out and celebrate, and she comments, she having had too many shots, she comments on the dress manner of her own generation. Now she's running this fashion company,
Yes.
and her own employees are dressed like the last what do we call them? Clochards in France, like the last beggars on the
Yes.
street. Yeah. And the other man is dressed in a suit and all done up properly, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Yeah. And she sort of just lets it slip like that, and it's not so diplomatic. Yeah. And it's full of these little stories. And Nancy Myers, who directed and produced this film, she's done a lot of really good ones. She's also done one with Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep called It's Complicated.
Oh, yes. That was complicated.
And there's that scene in where she has this vegetable patch. She's in
Yes.
her vegetable patch, and I'm thinking, God, that with yes, that's what I would like to have. Yeah. There's a rather couple of cringe-worthy scenes,
Yes.
which I sort of tend to walk away from because they are so cringe-worthy. But she also did one of the really early movies is with Diane Keaton, where a woman sort of up sticks and goes to Vermont from New York to Vermont, baby boomers. And she buys this rundown farm with a huge apple orchard, and then she converts it into a small business, etc. So
Yes.
that is, I think anything by Nancy Myers seems to be top billing. Trouble is,
Yes.
the woman's about 80 years old, so I don't know if there's much in the pipeline from
Yes.
her in the future. Anyway, so there you go, my sort of favorite shows.
Okay.
What about you?
I like old movies. So when I was maybe 7 or 8, maybe 6, I don't know, I used to love watching Steven Seagal movies with my dad. So any Steven Seagal movies was my favorite. I loved it. And I did watch Jurassic Park with my dad as well, but that scared me.
Okay.
Yes, so definitely Steven Seagal movies from years ago. I actually rewatched one of them not too long ago, but I can't remember the name now. And then I'm going to give a really girly answer, The Notebook. So The Notebook.
That rings a bell. That rings a
Yes.
bell.
There's a movie and there's a book. So I read the book first and then I watched the movie. So the lady actually has Alzheimer's. She can't remember her husband. And then he wrote a story, their story, and he would read it to her every day at the nursing home. And then eventually she remembered who he was, and then they both died in their sleep together. But the whole story in between of how they met, and her parents didn't want her to marry him because he was a nobody. She was set to marry this rich guy from someplace. And she didn't want to marry him. And just all the scenes, what they do together, and then they have this very infamous kiss in the rain.
Okay.
Very, very romantic and sad and happy and everything in between.
You said it was a girly movie. So maybe I'm going to out myself here, but I don't know if that's the right way you would describe these movies, but they are actually they're more meaningful. They're not sort of
Yes.
I was thinking of the James Bond films and the old ones with Sean Connery and
Yes.
the other guy.
Piers Brosnan.
No, after no, before him.
Oh, before him. I can see his face.
Yes, Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
Yes, Roger Moore.
Okay. So they were made in the 60s and the 70s, and okay, the story was still a little bit eccentric,
Yes.
but it somehow seemed more realistic than the stuff that they have produced with Daniel Craig, where you've got whole things blowing up, and the first 2 minutes the entire world just blows up, and then James
Yes.
Bond flies in and rescues it. And these type of movies actually turn me off.
Yes.
And when you sort of scroll through streaming services, online streaming services, etc., I mean, it's amazing how much gets produced a year.
Yes.
And about 150% of that is actually rubbish. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In my
But I think,
opinion, in my opinion.
yes. But I think that's also why I like old movies. Movies made in the 90s, like 1991, 1992. I was 1 and 2 years old at that time. But those movies are a bit more realistic. And
Okay.
the way they were produced and how they were made and the storylines and those kind of things was it was
Well,
great.
so define old. For me, an old film, an old movie
Older than
goes back to the 1940s,
Yes.
1950s with Cary Grant and Robert Mitchum and that. And I mean, we watch them on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's just a totally different category. Yeah, it was
Yes.
still proper acting. It was realistic, set in a real environment, and
Yes.
you got away with the sizzling bits, the tension between men and women, without any explicit nudity or
Yes.
sex scenes or anything like that. They didn't need it
Yes.
in those days. It was the imagination could flow, yeah,
Yes.
and not like today where this is the old man speaking. Yeah, a lot of it's just rubbish. The exceptions are Korean and Chinese series, which I like watching, because again they are totally different to what we
Yes.
produce in the West. Anyway,
Yes.
so okay.
So not really a girly movie, but a romantic movie.
A rom-com, something that you can sort of
Yes.
just sink into and be entertained by soft pink fluffy stories,
Yes.
until it's over and you just forget about all the horrible stuff on this planet,
Yes.
for an hour or two.
Yes. So just the writer of The Notebook also has other movies. The one is A Walk to Remember, or wrote other books. A Walk to Remember, Dear John. So A Walk to Remember is about a girl who was diagnosed with cancer, but she was like 18 or 19. And then she fell in love with this like a bad boy. He was really bad, doing all the wrong things, and then she helped him with schoolwork or something, and they kind of fell in love with each other. And she, in that way, she kind of changed him, realized that there's more to life than just doing all these bad things. And then the other one was Dear John. I haven't watched Dear John. But there's The Longest Ride was also one of his, I think. but very like sad romantic movies. How
So,
two completely opposite people fall in love with each other
yeah. Do you? I'm really going to lean on the twig and try not to fall off. Do you have Hallmark Channel in South Africa?
No, we don't.
Do you know? Does it ring a bell with you?
I've heard about it, yes.
Okay. So again, you'll find it on because we don't have a TV
Yes.
as such. So a lot of the stuff that I watch or we watch comes through YouTube.
Yes.
So Hallmark Channel is this very sort of gooey, gunky, pink, fluffy, ideal world. Most of the movies are made in Canada because it just looks nicer in Canada than in the United States. And they sort of have these, they have these, if you watch a lot of them, you can almost, it's like a template, you know, corporate guy and city and corporate guy or corporate girl moves to the country, meets her, the partner of her dream, and they go and set up business or run something or do something together and live happily ever after.
Yes.
All of this in 90 minutes. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing how quickly relationships can flush blossom from being totally anatistic because agonistic because something bad has happened, and 90 minutes
Yes.
later they kiss and they get married and they live happily ever after.
Yes.
But it's pure escapism,
Yes.
and Hallmark has a really, really strong Christmas. So they start making the Christmas movies in the middle of the
Yes.
year, and sort of you can see the fake snow everywhere, the green trees, and everyone's running around, you know, dressed in winter clothes, and it's about 35, 40 degrees outside,
Yes.
and there's fake snow everywhere, and the sun's shining, etc. And then they like to play on English royalty, so you have the Duke and Duchess of some street corner where a mouse is happy, but they
Yes.
are glorified things and so on. But Hallmark has this niche, and there's a couple of other channels like that,
Yes.
where they portray a beautiful, picture perfect world, totally unrealistic, but it's
Yes.
pure, pure escapism. Yeah.
And so the funny thing is, I like to watch these romantic movies, but from time to time, my favorite movies are usually fantasy movies. Like Harry Potter. My husband loves Harry Potter.
Okay.
I've read all the books, I've seen all the movies. But there's a new one that's also kind of related to Harry Potter. It's called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So it's this man who has a suitcase, and when he opens the suitcase, he can climb into the suitcase, and then there's this whole world where he keeps all kinds of creatures and things.
Okay.
But there's also so Dumbledore from Harry Potter. I know you haven't seen them, but Dumbledore from Harry Potter is like a young Dumbledore in these movies. It's played by Jude Law. And then Johnny Depp is also in these movies. But I like to watch these movies because they are unrealistic. So not
Yeah.
everyday things happening in these movies.
Talking of Jude Law, so have you seen, I'm sure you have, The Holiday
Yes.
with Jude
Yeah,
Law
yes.
and
Cameron
Cameron
Diaz,
Diaz?
Kate Winslet, and Jack Black.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's always on our Christmas holiday, watching
Yes.
this. What do you think of it?
I love it. I bought the DVD.
Okay.
I think I still have the DVD.
And the other one for Christmas is Love Actually.
Yes. Yes, Love Actually.
Have you? So,
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I've seen.
Right. Okay. So, but again, sort of, you know, nice sort of feel good. I think the term there is feel good movies. You know,
Yes.
it's totally unrealistic. And as Love Actually, there's so many subplots in this, you know,
Yes.
with Hugh Grant being the UK PM and so on and so forth. Anyway, okay, so we have a lot of favorite films or TV shows. We just need to agree that old in your case is
90, 90. 90?
spring chicken
Well,
down there.
I'm sure if I think about the Steven Seagal movies, that was even before 1990.
Yeah, well, see the name rings a bell. There's a lot of action films, aren't they?
Action films, yes. Yes.
Okay.
He has long black hair, usually tied in a ponytail.
Okay, well, that makes you more attractive all of a sudden. But it's
Guns blazing.
maybe not so. I can't recall having seen a Steven Seagal movie.
Okay.
So maybe this is going to be my homework.
Maybe. Now I want to see some of the names. There was one movie. Now that I see the picture, I actually remember it. Under Siege. This was in 1992. And then there's others like Hard to Kill, Above the Law. I'm trying to remember the one that I recently watched, but it was a girl that he had to get out of a city. Get her to safety, but now I can't remember which one it was, but he actually has quite a lot.
So you said you watched these with your dad, yeah?
Yes,
So
yes.
paint that picture.
Well, in those days, it was a video store. So you go to the video store and rent
A video
a
cassette.
video. A video, yes. So we had the VCR at home, and one of those old box TVs, those heavy ones. And then we would go to the video store to rent movies. So my sister and I were allowed to choose a cartoon or whichever one we wanted to watch. And then my dad would choose an action movie. So he would normally go for like Steven Seagal movies or Jurassic Park.
And would you and then you and your sister and you and your dad and your mum would all be sitting in the living room together watching this these films together
Yes,
as a family, a
as
family
a
pack.
family, yes. So we'll make pizza or we'll order pizza or make burgers or sometimes my mom would just make something, spaghetti bolognese. And then we'll have some snacks and cool drink. And my mom will watch the cartoon with us, but when the cartoon is done, she will go to bed because she doesn't like these action movies and scary movies and things.
Fair enough.
And then sometimes my sister would also go to bed, but then I would stay awake and watch the movie with my dad.
So on Saturday evening, something like that, yeah?
Fridays or Saturdays?
Fridays or
I
Saturdays,
think
okay.
most of the time it was Fridays.
So when you look back at this time, of course you have your own family, et cetera, blah blah.
Yes.
How do you feel about these quality times with your dad?
They were special. They were definitely special. And now with my own family, we still have movie nights, but in a different setting. So we used to sit in the living room with my dad watching the movies, and maybe have a blanket on the couch, depending on whether it was cold or not. And now we, with Netflix and Disney Plus and DStv and all of those things, the movies are endless.
Yeah, you can binge watch, can't
You
you?
can binge watch, yes. But then we would choose either Friday evening, sometimes Saturday evening, and we can lie in bed and watch a movie. So most of the time it's a cartoon because that's what my son chooses, which is fine. We've watched a few with him. Recently, it was that movie with the duck, The Wild Robot. And before that, we watched the Snow White movie, with the, I don't know actually what you call it, but with the humans in it.
What, the
Not a
dwarves?
cartoon.
Oh, I see.
No, yes, not
Okay.
the cartoon. It was like a, what do they call it? A real life Snow White or something like
Okay,
that.
I don't know. So I
Yes.
don't know.
So Jean didn't like it because they sing a lot. But I was stuck watching it
With your son.
with Aiden,
You mentioned video store. So yeah, I remember those, and when I was living in the UK, and my first wife, she when we went to the video store, she always wanted to get Dirty Dancing,
yes.
and it actually reached a point where I bought the video because it was cheaper buying the video than going to the rental store and getting it out and so on. And I do not know how many times I have watched this movie, Dirty Dancing,
Yes.
against my own will. I mean, some of the music is good. Patrick Swayze, of course, the heartthrob of every woman, or almost every woman. I don't know if you are in that category as well.
Maybe a young Patrick Swayze.
But yeah, the video stores where you would there's a story attached to that, actually, that happened to me. So one evening, we were living in just outside of Crawley, which is just south of Gatwick Airport, and it was hissing with rain. It was just like pouring down,
Yes.
and we went to the video store, got probably Dirty Dancing the 15th time or something like that. And then I drove down the road, and all of a sudden I see these flashing lights behind me. So I pull over, and the police asked me, do you know why we're stopping you, or stopped you? And I said, I was quite cheeky because I was quite annoyed by this. I said, no, but I'm sure you'll tell me. I literally said that. They took it with humor, and they said, "You're driving down a one-way street the wrong way." I mean,
Oh dear.
it was pouring rain. I mean, the
Yes.
visibility was like zero. I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I didn't, but you know what it's like." So I said, "Well, we'll let you off, but you need to go to the police station within a week and show the person your driving license." Why I didn't do it then is a mystery, but anyway.
Yes.
So I spent the next couple of days fretting over this because I had a German driving license living in the
Yes.
UK. Everything was part of the European Union, but I didn't actually know if my German driver's license was valid in the UK.
Yes.
So I spent days thinking, when is it the most quiet in the police station, or when is the best time to go to the police station? And I sort of decided Saturday morning would be the best. So I Saturday morning I mustered up my courage, and I went to the driving license, to the police station, and I said, I'm here. I've got to show you this and this happened then, and I've got to show you my driver's license." I showed it to him, and he said, "This is a German license." I said, "Yes, I'm sorry, I'm German, but your English is perfect. You speak like a native." I said, "Well, yeah, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is." And so to this day, I think it was okay, the European Union being what I didn't have to exchange one for the other. But the policeman was so distracted by the fact that my English was so British, or at least not German,
Yes.
that the driving license became a complete non-issue, and we were talking about English abilities, et cetera, et cetera. So
Yes.
there we go. So Dirty Dancing has a lot to answer for.
Yes. Definitely.
Some of these things that never go away. Have you got any more questions on your
I
thing?
do. I
You
do.
do, because I'm kind of curious.
Okay. So, which movie or TV show do you wish had a different ending?
I need to think about that one. What about you? What about you?
Also don't know yet.
Ah, here we go. You and I running this operation. We don't actually know the answers to our
Our own
answers to our own
questions.
questions.
Well, I did watch that series that Sylvie asked me about on Netflix.
Oh yes, you mentioned that. What was that
Yes,
about?
so here it's called Unseen. So the name is a
Okay.
bit different to the one that she mentioned, but
Okay.
it plays off in Cape Town, in the Cape Flats. So there's a couple of things that are actually very realistic, but then it's this cleaning lady. She's just the cleaning lady, and then she kind of goes on a killing spree, but not
Okay.
intentional. So the first person she shot, but it was actually out of fear and by accident, but she stole her boss's gun and then she kept the gun for self-defense.
Okay.
And she was actually looking for her husband. He came out of prison, and then she waited for him outside of the prison for hours, and he didn't show. And then eventually the guard told her that he left the morning, and he told her that he's getting out at 5 p.m. or something.
Okay.
And he went into hiding, and she was looking for him. She couldn't find him anywhere. So then it's about this whole cartel, like gangster group laundering money, that was stolen by normal people. So there's a bank involved as well, and they steal the savings or something to build a better future.
Okay.
They're very dramatic at some points, but like everything else, the South African actors, where it's shot, what happens, there's even the housing that they use in these films, that's very, very realistic in some parts of South
Okay.
Africa. Yes. And then they also have this, her sister is a doctor and she married a doctor. So they live in this fancy big house and she lives in someone's backyard in a small little cottage.
Okay.
That doesn't even
Okay.
have a ceiling in
Oh.
the inside. Yes. Yes. And I think the next person that she killed was her landlord. But he was actually trying to seduce her, but she wasn't interested. He was also like an old drunk man. And then she pushed him off a building, or
Oh,
she
charming.
knocked him with something.
Oh,
Yes.
I'm sorry. Clunk.
Yeah, so then there's a couple of
Okay.
other people as well, but this whole gangster group also killed her son, and her husband went to prison because they said that they would take care of his family, his wife and his son, make sure that everything is paid, that they have enough money and everything is fine. But then, if he goes to prison for a murder that the boss committed.
Okay.
So he said, okay, he'll take the fall. It's only 2 years in prison. And then they didn't take care of his family. Yes.
Okay. So
Yes. And then
it's called Unseen, yeah?
Unseen, yes.
Okay. So it's on Netflix.
Yes.
I'll see if I can. I don't have Netflix. So I'm going to see if I can find it in another way.
Yes.
In conjunction with that, so when Sylvie mentioned this and I sort of passed it on to you or you read it in the community,
Yes.
you said that South African films are by and large, how shall I say this diplomatically?
Well, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's disappointing, sometimes it's just complete rubbish. But the same with all other kinds of shows and movies.
And it's what, yeah, and I mean, it's also it's a question of personal taste as well, you know, what people
Yes.
like.
Yes.
I'm sort of digressing from this because I'm still trying to find an answer to your question. And I don't actually know if this question is, it is actually a good question, but it's a difficult one because, you know, love stories usually have a happy ending.
Yes.
Murder stories, I think there's actually a law somewhere or a moral stipulation that a murder film or a murder movie or something like that, it has to end in that the criminal is caught.
Yes.
You can't
Now,
get
I'm
away.
thinking of two of them now. The one is Death on the Nile. I think we spoke about it
But
some
that,
time
yeah,
ago.
with Hercule Poirot, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So obviously in the end they figured out who was the killer. And then another one that I also watched was The Resident. It's also a series. I think it only has 7 or 8 episodes.
Okay.
It's about man who was murdered inside of the White House. And then this whole story of how the detective comes in and she questions everyone and she keeps everyone there until she has a list of people that she thinks might have committed the crime. And then only in the end they show who did
Okay, and so you're left hanging in
it.
suspense, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of Hercule Poirot and Death on the Nile, so my wife and I we're watching the Poirot series with David Suchet, and we a couple of nights ago we watched Five Little Pigs.
Okay.
And that is it's probably one of the best because it's sort of I like the atmosphere. So a rambling English country house. It's a little bit chaotic and untidy and very sort of laissez-faire, sort of laid back.
Yes.
An artist who paints the portrait of a woman. And it all gets complicated in the relationship department. And somebody gets murdered and somebody gets convicted and then Poirot comes along and I'm not going to spoil the ending. But what I like about that film or that movie is it captures the atmosphere of the house and
Yes.
the story was actually totally the story did not interest me one iota because
Yes.
I knew someone was one of the five people was the culprit. It was going to lead to that. And okay, so that's the plot line. I just love
Yes.
the atmosphere of the house and how they managed to capture it and bring it across on the screen. And I could probably watch these type of films over and over again, not because of the story, but I just want to sink into this atmosphere. Yeah.
Yes.
That's really nice. Conversely, like I said, I watch more when my wife isn't here, when she's in the UK. I tend to watch more these Chinese and Korean series, and they are really heavy going, because A, of course, it's either in Chinese or Korean with English
Yes.
subtitles. And the stories are actually quite complex and there's quite a moral stance to them. But they are set either in Shanghai or in Beijing or in Seoul, and the streets are empty. It's sort of like there's nobody living there. A city of 30, 40 million
How did
people,
they do that?
and there's nobody there. And I'm thinking, wow, this is like
Yes.
totally unrealistic. But again, that's not important because then they focus on the acting and the story and
Yes.
everything is padded around it to give it some context. Yeah.
Yes. So it's like the pictures that you shared with me, where the one day it's the busy streets and the next day there's no one there. That's why I asked, where's the people? Where's everyone?
That was when the speeding fine came through for that one yesterday.
Oh dear.
If I got zapped. I was 11 kilometers. I was driving 11 kilometers too quickly, and got the speeding fine, 40
Oh
euros.
dear.
Yes, not in budget.
No, definitely
But
not.
that was a cup. That was a Sunday, 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And yeah, the evening before, I was in Strasbourg, and I'd sort of sent pictures of the little filmlet of the busy streets, the lively atmosphere. That was the Friday night, and then the Sunday lunchtime, it was in Offenburg on the other side of the border in Germany, almost equidistant on the other side of Strasbourg, really.
Yes.
And it was sort of like, wow, it was a very hot day for us. And it was like empty.
Yes.
It's, soulless. There was just nothing there. And it's because a lot of Germany was bombed after the Second World, during the Second World War, there's a lot of modern buildings, or relatively modern buildings. Yeah. And it just
Yes.
makes it look like, I do not want to be here. Yeah. Yeah,
Yes.
it was, I was glad to get home again.
I finally have an answer to this question.
Oh, good.
The wild robot that we spoke about.
Yeah.
So in the end, this robot was actually returned to where she was supposed to be, and she was working in a like a plantation or something, producing, why do I think it was apples or something? Yeah,
Okay.
but the animals on the island where she landed first were still convinced that she was going to come back to them. And then the
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
yes.
And the duck.
So when he migrated again, he actually stopped by to check on her. So she still had a feeling, she still recognized the duck, and they were happy to see each other, but she was still there and he was migrating again. So if I could choose a different ending, I would say that she escapes and she goes back to the island. But maybe that's why they have this open ending, because there might be a number two. I hope so. And then she escapes and goes to the island.
So the generation difference coming through. When I looked at when you mentioned this this movie, I'd never heard of it. I mean, it's just
Yes.
completely and totally off the radar as far as I was concerned. So I went and looked at the trailer, and I sort of caught myself thinking, robots now are being portrayed to have feelings,
Yes.
and you're watching this movie with your 6-year-old, and I'm thinking, it's not realistic, but
Yes.
he's going to grow up in this environment and not know any different.
Yes.
As a parent, how do you feel about, because robots are machines and they are lifeless, sort of, even
Yes.
though maybe we're sort of beginning to generate artificial intelligence that can work. There's a Sophia, who I think she's a humanoid robot. She has Saudi nationality, I think, and she's very lifelike, except you
Yes.
sort of forget about her glass head and that she's a and she can react to a certain degree of emotions. How do you feel about this kind of
I have to
portrayal?
say that he's more interested in the animals. He likes
Okay.
any movie that has animals.
Okay.
So having the robot and the idea of the robot taking care of this egg and then the duck hatching, and then she takes care of it, teaches it how to fly and to swim, and his interest was more on the animals than on the robot itself.
Okay.
So the video games that he plays also has robots, and but from what I've noticed, it's not something that he's actually interested in. And he doesn't pay attention to that, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well,
Yes,
watch
no,
this space.
for him it's dinosaurs and animals, and
Okay. So, has he seen Jurassic Park yet?
He has. He's actually watched two of the Jurassic Park movies with us.
Okay.
The one
And
he was a bit scared. He was hiding under the
fair
blanket.
enough.
But then he rewatched it, and there's a big, gigantic dinosaur whale or something that jumps out of the water. That scared him. But he
So,
did watch the rest of the
what would happen if he were to watch some of the stuff that I kind of grew up with? Okay, so we didn't have a television when I was a child.
Yes.
Not because because just my parents didn't want one. Yeah, not because we
Yes.
couldn't have one. Simply they didn't want one, and of course I had no choice in the matter. But I would go around to friends' places and we'd watch, slapstick things like The Three Stooges made in the 1950s and 60s,
Yes.
all the old Fred Flintstone cartoons and all the Bewitched cartoons. And okay, I already see in your expression, you're thinking, what is he talking about here?
I know some of them.
Yeah.
What is that one with the dinosaurs?
I think
The
it's called.
baby dinosaur
I
and
think it was
then.
called Dino or something like that. I could be mixed up with different languages.
I will check for the name.
But stuff, the Jetsons, an American
Yes.
family sort of in the 1950s projecting into the future. I mean, it's nowhere, how they thought the future would be
Yes.
in our era, and some of it was
Yes.
correct, some of it wasn't correct. So what would happen if you sat your son in front of a TV or something like that and
I've
get it.
showed him some of the things that we watched. Like we had Liva Axie, a little
Okay.
witch.
Okay.
She has a long nose, pointy nose, pointy hat, and she flies around on a broom. She also has a cat. I showed him this, and then he said he doesn't like it.
Wow.
And I showed him Heidi as well, because we have an Afrikaans singer who sang the song Heidi, and he heard the song, and then I showed him the show as well. He wasn't interested.
Okay.
But
Okay.
he knows Heidi. And then there was another one. It's also quite old. It's called A Land Before Time. Also with dinosaurs. I used to show this to him when he was much smaller. But now he doesn't want to watch it. He said it's for babies.
Wow, well,
Yes.
there's a critique if ever I heard one. Yeah, 6-year-old saying
Yes.
this is
Yes.
for babies. Yeah.
Yeah, it's either for babies, it's either boring or he doesn't like it. We showed him, there was Moomin. I don't know if you know Moomin.
Oh yes, Moomin Troll, the Norwegian, the Danish Norwegian. Yeah. Oh,
Yes. I
they were.
loved
I.
it. I
Me
loved
too. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
it
And
when
what?
he
No, doesn't
also
he?
doesn't like it. No.
I mean, this is the fascinating thing. So, if you were to put him to the, to the old classics, and I, as we were talking about this the other day when we were doing the teaspoon story in the breeder community, and the swimming club came up with a threat embedded into The Godfather,
Yes.
and Alex, the deal maker, which we spent a lot of time putting this whole thing together, and I was really looking forward to seeing Alex's reaction on watching the trailer of The Godfather, which is
Yes.
it is a very violent film. It's a
Yes.
very it's a very long film. It is a classic. It is now a modern classic. It's only 50
Yes.
years old. And the effect of what we had done had gone completely past Alex because he hadn't seen the movie. Yeah.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, this is like, yeah, right. think again when you do this kind of thing, because there is now a generation who have never ever watched these things.
Yes.
Ditto, ditto. Here's one. Jaws.
Yes.
So I watched this in Australia. And of course, we were living on the coast and going out to the beach. And there were shark warnings, yeah, and
Yes.
we took them seriously.
Yes.
And we watched this film, and it kind of changed our approach to swimming on the beach. And
Yes.
Steven Spielberg recently, because it's the 50th anniversary of this one, Steven Spielberg says he regrets having made that film to a certain degree because it really changed the perception of people towards sharks.
Yes.
Sharks, yes, there are dangerous sharks, but sharks have their place in the ecosystem of this planet,
Yes.
just like everything else. and the great white shark is dangerous, and you should be aware, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
But the panic was actually overhyped, because the film
Yes.
was so effective. Yeah. So
Yes.
here, Janita, is confession time. Have you seen Jaws?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
You're just
I
ages.
think twice or three
Twice.
times, quite a
Oh,
few times.
really? Really?
Yes.
And okay, so you live kilometers away from the coast.
Yes.
How did you so you've watched it three times, twice or three times, so it must have been a good film for you.
Yes, I enjoyed it, but it's also, I don't know how to explain this. There's some scary parts in it. But I actually enjoyed it. It wasn't a bad movie, and I'm not afraid to swim in the ocean because of the movie. I think mostly because I know that it's a little bit unrealistic. Yes.
All right. So, what is the moral of our lunch with Janita and Frank?
Moral.
Do we actually need the others? Because we can have a fantastic conversation amongst ourselves. So if you do not want to join us, then stay away.
Them to join. We
Of
want
course, of
to
course.
ask them silly questions.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, one more. I'm just reading the question. I'm going
Yes,
to can I read this one, please? Because it's
of course.
because it was actually you who educated me in some context, which I can't remember. So if you could replace the main actor in any movie with a potato, of all things, which movie would still make sense? This is where age comes into fruition. And I don't actually know if I'm remembering this or not. I'd have to actually check it if I'm remembering this correctly. There was a movie back in the 70s, probably, with, of all people, Barbara Streisand in it.
Okay.
And the there was only the dialogue was really simple. There was only one word. That was the dialogue consisted of one word, and it was repeated over and over and over again. It was rhubarb. So rhubarb here, rhubarb there, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb.
Okay.
I don't actually know if I've got this right. So I suppose if you exchange rhubarb with potato, you'd have the same effect. So potato, 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 potato. Yeah. But I'm sure you had an idea when you put this question together as to which movie or actor you could replace.
Actually, I didn't have an idea, but it just came to me while you read it. RoboCop.
RoboCop
Yes.
with, hang on, I'm gonna, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah, was he?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Because he's a half human, half robot. So add a potato in there, you'll still have the same movie.
Insults to potatoes. I'm going to draw a blank here, because the kind of genre that I feel comfortable with. But you know, we could, we you and I, we could actually try and make a potato movie, directed by your son, because we don't want anything that's for babies.
Yes.
Lovely question. Of course, is it now just a potato in its natural form, or is it a sliced potato or a potato
I
chip,
don't know.
or
I don't know.
because if we sort of convert this into marching potato chips, then that could be.
I don't know if you ever saw it, but I will find it and I will share it with you. There's a Simba advert where they sing, "I want to be a Simba Chippy." So it's all those potatoes singing, "I want to be a Simba Chippy." This was also years ago.
But
I'll find it.
now you, okay, so right, we're gonna do overtime here. Or do you have to be somewhere?
No,
Because
I don't have to.
we could talk about advertisements.
Oh, yes.
Commercial TV commercials, and I remember in the 80s and early 90s when I was living in the UK, the adverts were sometimes better than the actual shows or whatever else was being
Yes.
broadcast. What's it like in South Africa?
Well, for most movies and series, I would also say the adverts are much better. You get excited to watch this movie, or you are very excited to try this product, but then you get it and I think, ah, just another thing. Just another movie. They make these spectacular ads and then it's not that great.
There was a bane of my life. There's an instant coffee thing called Gold Blend,
Yes.
and it actually made the headlines, not the top headline, but it made the front pages of national newspapers in the UK. The next installment of the Gold Blend campaign is going to be aired on Channel 4 or ITV tonight,
Okay.
at 6 o'clock, because they had managed to do this series of advertisements of a couple living in the same building, and one of them had run out of coffee and goes to the neighbor to say, "Do you have any coffee? Well, I only have Gold Blend." And they are attracted to each other, and then this sort of romantic situation evolves. And this was the entire ad campaign. It was one of the most
Okay.
successful TV campaigns in history, only for the UK. But it, like I said, it made everybody was talking about it. Have you seen the latest Gold Blend? Yes, yeah, she flew on Concorde, yeah, and stuff like that. And some of the British Telecom, as it was then called, with Maureen Lipman, they would do "Oh, it's good to talk," and then she would say, "Ooh, you've got an A in zoology, so you've got an ology A, so fantastic," and all the and these things still stick with one 40,
Yes.
30 or 40 years later. Yeah, and
Yes.
that's the quality of the advert. You know, there was a lawnmower why slow-mo when you can fly-mo? Because they were advertising a lawnmower which was ultra efficient, and stuff like that.
Yes.
Brilliant, yeah. So
We have a Cremora ad. I'll also send it to you. It's not inside, it's on top. So he's looking in the fridge for the Cremora, but it's like a coffee creamer. So it's not
yeah.
inside, it's on
It's
top.
not. Yes.
And then
Play.
there's another one. It's also a very, very old ad. It's about this baby who gets, I think it's castor oil or something in his
Okay.
pram, and then he spins on the porch and he goes away. And then the grandma or the mom asks, "Waar gaan hy nou heen?" And the other one says, "Ach, seker nie ver nie." Now, where's he going? Not too far. I will find it as well.
Carefree parent, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I remember it coming to coming. Oh, I got a message from Rosie. Hello, Frank. Well, hello, Rosie. Watch this
I think
space.
she probably overslept because she's
This
still
is
on holiday.
exactly. I've and Rosie, you're forgiven. Don't, yeah. Having a great time chatting here with Fruit Loop. So keep
Yes.
sleeping. But yeah, so ads in Germany, of course, totally different. And I remember in the 90s when I came to Germany, they were developing almost like on a weekly basis laundry detergents. And at first they were in powder, then they were in some other form, and then they were in plastic bags, and they were in other bags. And so like every week,
Yes.
you got this new laundry detergent thrown into the onto the market, which was better and more efficient and more expensive and totally different to the version that they'd done a week ago. I think, where's this going? Yeah. So
Yes.
yeah, but anyway, right. Fruit Loop, I could talk with you for hours on this and every other subject on the sun, but maybe we should call it a day. Do you or do you want to
I
press on?
No, it's okay. I have a lot of adverts that I'm going to send
Oh.
to you. I quickly made a list.
Okay. And then you're going to check up on me and say, "Have you done this for Breeder yet? Have you done this for Breeder yet?" And I've been too busy watching the adverts you sent me. So
No, I'm going to go into my Cinderella mode and clean the house first.
okay. Okay.
And then this afternoon, I'm just going to take it easy, but I'm going to do some things. I have
Good.
a lot of things I have to post on Breeder.
Yes, it's
My
getting us
pictures and
your pictures and comments and answers to dear
yes.
Abbeys, et cetera, et cetera. It's good that everyone's gone
Yes.
away on holiday, so they won't miss it that much anyway. Okay. So lunch with Janita and Frank from South
Only
Africa.
Janita and Frank.
Only the two of us.
Just the two of us. It can be our theme song.
Right, we have it. Of course, ladies and gentlemen listening to this, would you like us to have this as our theme song? Please write to Dear Abby and complain about the fact that there's no theme song here. And just the two of us we can do that. I have no issues with that. He said. Right. Janita, it was a pleasure.
As always,
As
same to
ever.
you, as ever.
We are going to have another more serious conversation tomorrow in our peeling potatoes.
Yes.
More a motivational one, just to show that we can actually be serious too. Maybe
Yes.
boring, yeah.
Yes.
You have
Cheerios.
Cheerios, yes. You. So as ever, I'm going to put the mouse onto the stop recording button, and you have the last word, and I will try and shut up.
Just the thank you, Frank. I had a good laugh.
Oh, sorry,
And
I've broken the promise already. How are your cheekbones?
they're okay.
I'm not trying hard enough.
But also to think about the past and the movies that I watched with my father, and it brought back a lot of memories. So even if we did have a few. Well, it was a nice discussion to talk about in entertainment, and it was actually Monica who chose the topic.
Yes.
So thank you,
Yes.
Monica. Frank and I had a lot of fun.
keep sending them in, just the two of us. Yeah.
Yes.
We don't need you. Just the two of us will be fine. Thank
no,
you.
No, please, please. We want them to join us.
Exactly. You know, we're just teasing. We're just teasing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.